AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Her manager says Tina Turner has died. Turner and husband Ike Turner team for a dynamic run of hit records and live shows in the 60s and the 70s. But the marriage left Turner battered emotionally and physically. She broke away from Ike and started a new phase of her career in her 40s. What's love got to do with it? Tina Turner spoke to the AP in 2008.
My longevity in the business is attractive to all age groups because of the energy. And so why I dance at such a pace is because it feels good with the dance, and I'm known for that kind of energy. And young kids can really relate to that.
Tina Turner sold more than 150 million records worldwide, won 12 Grammys, was voted along with Ike into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991, and on her own in 2021. Her manager says Tina Turner died after a long illness. She was 83. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republican negotiators are at the White House today to work on raising the nation's debt limit.
There's a number of places that we are still far apart. I mean, it didn't seem like it'd be this hard.
McCarthy says the country will not go into default. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has entered the 2024 presidential race. He's stepping into a crowded Republican primary contest that will test his national appeal as an outspoken cultural conservative and the party's willingness to move on from former President Donald Trump. The head of the Russian private army, Wagner, says his force lost more than 20,000 men in the drawn-out battle for the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. About half that number were Russian convicts recruited to fight in the 15-month-old war. Stocks are lower at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. South Carolina is the newest state with near total bans on abortion.
Lawmakers in South Carolina passed a six-week abortion ban. North Carolina lawmakers overrode the Democratic governor's veto of a 12-week ban. Nebraska also passed a 12-week ban. 14 states currently have bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. A federal court is deciding whether to uphold a judge's ruling rescinding approval for the abortion pill mifepristone. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is laying off up to 15% of its staff and sending more money to affiliates to focus on state politics, while anti-abortion group Susan B. Anthony is working to get more of their candidates elected. I'm Julie Walker.
A Florida man who police say had an AK-47 rifle in his car was arrested outside a Northern Virginia preschool after he told officers he was headed to nearby CIA headquarters. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.